that's not helping me a bit. I'm not going to throw it away. Fixed. It's past its prime.
Blow it up right there. You might want to smoke it again directly.
Oh, I'm just going to stay with it. I'm enjoying it too much to give up. I'll be a little noisy over here. The peach is past its prime, and it's sort of dried out. The skin has ridges in it. You say it's all what?
I wouldn't know what you'd mean by that. I wouldn't know what to say.
Well, it's not full anymore. It's all...
It's,
swiveled?
Swiveled, I reckon.
Shriveled, or...?
That shriveled peach, yeah. I guess that's what you'd call that.
I was just wondering what expression was common. I've heard swiveled around here, and I've heard shriveled. Were there mountains over in Arkansas where you were?
No, not where I was raised. It's only about 10 miles near to where I was raised.
You almost see it, can't you?
Yes. You see, I can, in 10 minutes, I can get over into Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 10 or 15 minutes more over to where I was raised. Don't have any more mountains there than we got here.
Uh-huh.
Not a bit more. Practically the same kind of a country, only this country in here is newer country and the land is better in one thing or another, see.
Any special term for high flat land?
You mean for the name of it?
Yeah.
We call high flat land in this country, call all of it prairie.
Uh-huh.
Prairie land.
And something that low ground in a river valley?
Yeah, we call that bottom land.
Uh-huh. How about flat grassy country?
Well, flat grassy country, we call that more like a plain country than we do anything else. It ain't a long ways from here. You get into the grass country, you know, going west.
Uh-huh.
Here they have lots of hay, and it's really a hay country more than anything else, and a cattle country, too.
If you have a field or an area that's growing in grass, and you just raise it for grass, would you call that anything special?
Oh, a meadow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'd be called a meadow here. We call that meadows.
And then if you graze it, it's what, a pasture?
It'd be a pasture then if you grazed it. And you can take a meadow here. If you want to have a good meadow, you don't want to graze it very much. If you do, you'll kill out your grass to some extent. There's been so many things added in the last 50 years in the way of different grasses. Now, I remember very well we raised what we call a Lespedeza here, hay. And I can remember when it first come into the country.
Huh.
And it's a wonderful thing. You just, you'd be surprised. I'll tell you, it comes late in the spring. And then through the dry, hot summer, it'll grow. And it'll morph just about this time of year and make hay out of it.
Uh-huh.
We call it Lespedeza.
Lespedeza.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful hay. Equal to alfalfa. It gets about that high and it's full of little bitty leaves.
Oh.
And, we raise lots of it here.
I bet that is good.
Yes, fine hay. And it'll, after you mow it, it'll reseed then. In the fall of year, then, it'll reseed and won't come up till spring. Got another crop next year, you don't have to. It's
self-seeding.
It don't live over by the roots. It just, the seeds, it'll, after you mow it, it'll get about that high and it's full of seed. And then along in February, it'll drop these seeds and they'll come up again and you've got another hay crop.
Oh.
Or a grazing crop, either one.
That's pretty, but if you graze it, they eat the seeds.
Now, I can remember, they would eat the most of the seed. However, if you graze it all summer, it'll seed so short that cattle can't get a hold of it. It'll still seed and spy the world.
Huh.
And it's quite a deal. I can remember when that first come into the country, we didn't have any of it. Oh, back 35 years ago. And then we've got a kind of a outfit here now they call Ladina Clover.